Junco. Given to the yellow adobe Hayamas of Chuckelmas by Junco of Tile House. He did not want to talk with stones or walk with the puma when he went up on Amakulkan in his 20th year, that young man called Sungazer, who has become this old man writing. He made no offerings as he left Wakwaha on the high road, and did not stop to sing or to be silent at the springs of the river. He did not ask the deer or the bear, the oak or the poison oak, the hawk or the snake, to help him or advise him. He did not ask help of the mountain. He climbed straight to the summits and went to the northwest height. The wind was blowing. He made a house there of lines on the ground drawn with a rock in the dirt, and standing up inside that house, he said aloud, "I do not want the beings, the souls, the forms, the words. I want the eternal truth. I will do what I must do. I will fast, I will sacrifice, I will give my life. If I may see before death what lies behind life and death, behind word and form, behind all being, the eternal truth." The wind was blowing, the sun was shining. The young man began his fast. 4 days, 4 nights he stood there in the house of lines. That was the beginning. The gyre of the buzzard, the history of the rocks, the silence of the grass, they were all there, but he would not have them. Desiring the eternal truth. He went down on the 5th day to get water at the Breath Feather Spring. He drank and filled a clay jar that had been left as an offering at the spring, and went back up to the summit to stand in the House of Lines. Each day, for 3 days, he drank some water from the jar. On the 4th day, the water was gone, and he could not stand up at all any longer. He stayed crouching in the House of Lines, saying in his mind, "I give my life. Let me know the truth." People from Wakwaha brought him water. People from his house came and told him that what he was doing was a mistake. A woman came from the yellow adobe of Wakwaha and said, "Because you stand on top of the mountain, do you think you are greater than the mountain?" She left food in a bowl, but he did not touch it. He drank the water when the people had left him alone. It made him weak, and he could not crouch any longer. He lay down, and as soon as he lay down, dreams came into his mind. He would not have them. He struggled to stay awake and kept saying in his mind, "Give me the truth. I give my life." He began to hear his name, Sungazer, Sungazer. It was a name that others had given him. He had not chosen it. Now he thought that he must do what his name said. He looked up and gazed at the sun. It was a day of still air without cloud or wind. As he gazed at the shining of the sun, wheels began to come into his seeing, black wheels and very bright wheels, turning one within the other. The wheels rolled around and across the sun, and rolled across the world when he looked away from the sun. A blue jay came inside the house of lines, walking, and said, "You will burn out your eyes." Sungazer said, "I will do what I must do." He went on looking at the sun. He felt very sick, and when the sun set and the dark was there, in the dark he saw the bright wheels and the black wheels still turning everywhere around him. An owl came nearby and said many times, "You will be blind." The young man tried to weep, but the tears had been burned out of his eyes. He crawled on the ground among the turning wheels, crying out. Everything began talking to him, saying, go down now." He could feel the mountain twitch the way a horse shudders its skin to twitch off a fly. He could feel the earth rolling like a wheel. When daylight began, he could see a little, and he went down the mountain, crawling on all fours. He drank at Breath Feather Spring. After he had rested and drunk there for a while, he gained strength and could walk. He heard everything still, saying, "Go down," and so he went down to Wakwahana, and still everything said, "Go down." He went on down along the river to Kastohana, and there still everything said, "Go down." He did not know how to go down below the valley until he thought of the caves at Ketsets. He knew them as a vintner. He went there along the old road and went into the caves, past where the wine is stored, back to where springs seep out of the rock in the dark. There was no light there, but he saw the bright wheels turning under the ground. He began dancing there, stamping and rocking. The blood ran out of his nose and eyes. He danced and cried out, "Let me know the truth." A person began dancing with him, facing him. Although there was no light in the caves, Sun Gazer could see the person, who did not look like anyone he knew, nor like a man, nor like a woman. The person said, dancing, "Do you know enough to know?" Sun Gazer answered, "I have learned the teachings, I have learned the songs, I have lived on the coast since I was a child. I have fasted, I have danced, I have given everything." "Yes, yes, yes, yes," the person said, dancing. The voice grew higher, speaking. The person kept shrinking, dancing. Sun Gazer could not see very clearly. The person kept looking smaller and smaller, dancing, until finally something like a mouse or a big spider was there and ran away into the dark of the small caves. People from the wine art of Castoja came into the caves then, and they came around Sun Gazer and carried him out. He could not walk. They gave him water to drink, and then some milk, and the pulp of an apricot to eat. He drank and ate. They carried him on a hay cart to Chukalmas, to his mother's house, and left him there to get well. But in the evening he got up and left Tile House and went out of town on the hunting side. He went as far as he could to a lonely place, a side canyon of Blue Creek Canyon, and there he tore and knotted his shirt into a rope and tied himself with it to a digger pine so that he could stand up with his back against the tree. He said, "Now I will die of hunger and thirst unless I am given one glimpse of the eternal truth." He made this promise again and again, all night. As the day began, he saw somebody coming up the canyon through the chaparral and digger pines. His eyes were still burnt and dim, and the light was not clear yet. He thought it was somebody from town coming to find him and make him stop fasting, and so he called out, "Don't come here, go back." The person stopped there down by the creek and then turned around and began to go away. Then the young man thought it might be a person from the four houses bringing him what he had asked for, and he called out, "Come back, please come back." But the person was gone. Standing tied to the tree, Sun Gazer said, "I am going to die now." All at once a bright person stood before him, clear as glass, shining. The shining person spoke to him. "Take the gift." That voice seemed to ring and shine, but the person was not there. The young man stood waiting in silence. The air was still. Clouds were across the sun, and there was an even light. There was no sound. Nothing moved. Nothing happened. A junco flew alone across between two pines, alighting on a branch. The young man waited for the gift, for the truth. Blue jays began to quarrel and yell in the top of the tree he was tied to. The young man waited. It began to rain. When the rain fell on his hair and face and arms, the young man knew that nothing would happen, that that was what was to happen. But he was angry. He thought, "Then I will go on and die." He bowed his head to keep the rain from wetting his lips and stood there tied to the tree. It rained a few big drops and ceased, and after a while the sun came out. That afternoon the young man went blind. Sometime after that, people from his house and Hayamas, looking for him, found him. He was partly alive then and did not know anything for a long time while the doctor's lodge kept and healed him. And after he began to regain his mind and strength, the healing went on until the winter. The doctors brought him back to life, except for the sharpness of his eyesight, which was gone, so that I can see things only by looking sidelong at them. Straight before me, I see nothing. Sun Gazer later married Plum Flower of the Obsidian and lived in Built Too Quick House, where they had a daughter and a son. Sun Gazer worked with the wine art of his town and sang with the doctor's lodge. Last winter, his wife died. Since that time, I am Junko.